Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. That's Marshall Tucker Band bringing this back, one of the classics. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than a decade member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books, including the new one, which is really important, people. Trust me on this one. You must own this book. If you only buy two books today, I mean this year, one of them needs to be Hunting in a Farmer's World. And I'm not going to tell you what the other one is. Maybe you can figure that out. John F. Deaney, D-I-N-I, is the name of the book. And it's already, and it's and I know it's already in the second printing. And it's really selling well. John, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. We're celebrating International Administrative Professionals Day, and one of the things that a different strata of support is available today that was very difficult to accomplish. I know people who pulled it off years ago, but it's very difficult to accomplish, and that is the virtual assistant. Talk to us about that, John.
I don't use a virtual assistant myself, but I have two contract facilitators who do. And my coach, who lives in New Mexico, has used a virtual assistant for 10 years. And they are equally important relationships. I mean, they do the same things that an assistant does. I know one person that uses three of them. They use one for their web work. Mm-hmm. They use one for their calendaring and customer contact. And they use one for their correspondence and editing their writing. And, you know, like any other employee, they have skills. You got to think about how often some of us see our executive assistants. I mean, I go days without face-to-face contact. It's all email and text and phone calls.
Even though they're where?
Well, they happen to be in my office.
Yeah.
But they could just as easily be in Florida or Timbuktu. It doesn't
That's
make
right.
any difference.
I mean, I've got my building is not huge. And you know, there's a handful of us here, and, you know, I come to work before they do. I often leave after they leave. And so, you know, we'll work hours and hours and hours, and sometimes I'll just go in there just because I haven't seen them that day.
Well, you know why you come in before them and leave after them, Jim. You're a business owner.
I make payroll every Friday. That's right.
You get to make your own hours.
That's right. I get to work, and I'm down to half days now, and I get to work whichever 12 I want, right?
Right.
But no, the thing is, no, you're right. I mean, if you think about it, you work a lot of the hours of your day with your under the roof people in a virtual way. These days.
Well, and I actually misspoke. My two assistants both sit in my office, but the woman that handles all our web and database work mm-hmm. is in Ohio, and I'm in Texas. And she's worked with me for 8 years, and it's a great relationship. You know, there's a little time lag once in a while when we have to talk to each other, and mm-hmm. I don't have the time. I mean, you have to have some voice-to-voice contact at least. But, you know, the relationship has been terrific, and she mm-hmm. does a great job. And she's built all my websites, and she edited my book. And, you know, it's a very close working relationship. But it just happens to be 800 miles away.
Right. And the spectrum of services that you can get these days. You talked about editing. You talked about web work and all that. You know, in my business, I have full-time employees here under my roof. But I help make payroll for a number of other people around the world. Sometimes around the world, not just in the United States. And so you have to get comfortable with it, but you have to make sure it has to be the kind of people that are professionals at that. They have to be people who can work unsupervised, right? That's one thing you got to know about them. And
yeah,
you've got to give them the kind
majority.
Of work that works out. And you, what about your own self? I mean, you've got to adjust to this too, don't you?
Yeah, so my assistant is leaving next month. We have, as I've told you in the past, we have an educational stipend, which he used last year to go volunteer in Africa for a month. Mm-hmm. And she fell in love with the wildlife conservation effort, and she is moving back to Africa permanently. But she's not quitting. She has always handled my graphics work,
mm-hmm.
and will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We've set up web arrangements, and we will have her on retainer, plus extra when we have a big project, and she will do the work in the evenings, which is our daytime.
Yep.
When she comes home from volunteering in Africa, she'll be on her computer, and we'll
show
in the office.
You'll show up at work in the morning, and your stuff will be done. It'll be there waiting on you. So, yeah, I had that happen. I had an employee who moved to another city. She was a good employee, and she worked for us virtually for a year after that.
Yep, and you know, so we've gotten used to working with one that's 800 miles away. Now we're going to have one that's 6,000 miles away, and it
right,
really doesn't
right.
make a lot of difference.
And I'll tell you, there are some organizations out there. I want to give a little plug for a friend of mine, Gail's, I'll say her name and last name in a minute, but she'll be happy to know I do know her name of her company, Team Double Click. Her last name has just left me for some reason, but teamdoubleclick.com is a website of this company that I know very well that they put people together, John. They put virtual assistants together with people who have the need.
Oh, so, that's an excellent service.
Yeah. So Gail Buskey is her name. So Team Double Click, check that out. She'll be happy to know I gave her a plug. They're good people. I recommend them. John Deeney and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with me.
Is hit that streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.